now listening to Mysteries and Beliefs Podcast, the show where we discuss a multitude of mind-boggling topics like the paranormal, conspiracies, extraterrestrials, brain-scrambling sciences, and anything mysterious. If you have a story to tell and you'd like to be a part of the conversation, send your thoughts to John Carter at mysteriesandbeliefspodcast.com. See you on the other side. Hello and welcome back for episode number 36 of Mysteries and Beliefs Podcast with John Carter. On today's show, I have my reoccurring regular, Chantel.
Hola.
And I have Lisa.
Hi.
Today's episode is going to be on natural healing. We're going to talk about natural processes. Is it processes or
remedies?
Natural remedies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it a mystery or a belief?
It's a belief.
It's a belief, yeah.
Okay, just asking.
It is, because you have to believe in this stuff for things to work.
Right, there you go.
And you have to understand.
Sure.
With natural healing, with the climate of COVID right now, everybody wants to start doing some natural healing stuff with vitamins and all that.
Yeah.
So vitamin sales have like skyrocketed since the beginning of COVID. People, we had a conversation earlier today when I was saying everybody is reactive to things, not proactive at all. All of a sudden, you see on the news that vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and all these vitamins,
elderberry,
all this stuff that's supposed to help you fight off COVID or
increase, quote unquote, boost your immune system.
Boost your immune system to fight off, you know, the COVID virus. Now everybody wants to take it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
But why weren't you taking it before? You weren't concerned about your health prior to
that? No preventative measures whatsoever.
None. Only reactive to what happens. Just like in any other disease or anything like that, people have some, for instance, people that are pre-diabetic. People are pre-diabetic. You get some numbers back from the lab saying your blood work and things are a little bit abnormal. You become a pre-diabetic. Instead of being proactive about changing things, they don't do anything.
Yep.
Nothing about it.
I've seen it firsthand.
And then they become a full diabetic. Now they want to start changing their diet a bit, but they depend on medication.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants. They want a magic pill for every single thing.
Sure.
And again, with coronavirus or COVID-19, they were trying the natural ways with the vitamins and things.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted the vaccine. No one at all wanted the vaccine. But all of a sudden,
it
comes around. Everybody wants the vaccine. Everybody depends on a magic pill for every single thing that they do. Everything. Mm-hmm. And no one ever looks at a natural remedy for anything.
Right.
It has to come from their favorite social media person for them to start doing
it. Yeah, that's true.
You know, but you have signs of it prior to that, but you don't make any changes. And diabetes is the biggest problem that we have in the United States as far as that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we know people, we have family members that are diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of adjusting the diet to help fix the diabetes, they just adjust the medication to what you eat.
To accommodate what they're putting in there.
There you go. Accommodate. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's
no urgency to try to cure.
No.
Or not cure.
Balance. There's no real balance. Yeah,
regulate it to try to keep it out of your body.
Yep.
None of it.
And, you know, most of us here at this table, no, I won't even say most of us. I shouldn't say most of us. For a long time, I know I've always been into vitamins, exercise, and all that stuff. So I've always been proactive to things. I mean, everybody gets a little hitch and a giddy up every now and then. And, you know, things happen. You gain weight and you get sick and you just kind of ignore it for a bit. But, you know, for the majority of my life, I've been into health pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming to this topic today, you know, I think, is it all three of us are, say, on board with the same thing, that we believe in the oils, the crystals, and things like that?
Yeah. I believe that natural healing is the best. I think that you can get a lot of health benefits from food, your nutrients from food. The earth provides for us automatically. And I'm a believer that, well, here's the thing. People, like you were saying, the pill is a quick fix for people.
Yes, it is.
Why not already get it from the earth already instead of going to the doctor and paying for that pill that's derived from a plant anyway to put into your body?
Because it doesn't happen quick enough.
Sure, you're right. But I don't think I would pay for all of that.
When it comes to pills, that's what everybody wants. They want a quick fix. And that's why people don't really believe in like the oils and things like that and natural healing, because you don't get, for instance, for anxiety, you take whatever medication you take for anxiety, and 20 minutes later, you're kind of like zombied, it goes away. So right. You get that quick feeling. Same thing with pain medicine. Pain medicine, you take a pain pill, 10, 15, 20 minutes, the pain goes away.
Right.
But when you do natural healing, it's just natural. You just all of a sudden notice, damn, I've been all day and I haven't had a headache. I've been all day. I haven't had any, you know, anxiety attacks. Oh, I haven't had any of this at all day long when you do natural healing. But people don't believe in it because it doesn't happen instantaneously. They want that instant gratification from everything, from that magic pill.
Right. I think we're fortunate enough to have kids that have always taken the natural path to healing rather than always wanting or.
I've always just hated taking, medicine.
Taking the medicine. Yeah. I mean, they would have to be the last resort. I think I was like that at one point, and my father was like that. He never took anything it would have to be really bad.
I barely take headache medicine.
Yeah. And if you do, the point is to take it to knock the edge off, not to completely take it away because
and
of
then
the
I'll
damage
take other things
does.
To yeah. you know to well,
we
aid.
We have our oils, we have our
teas,
herbs, which is tea. Mm-hmm. We have things like that that are natural. What are the things that when did you discover that was the way that you wanted to go? Since you were little, I mean, it was always with you, but when did you become aware of it more so?
Oh, I'd say within the last few years, but I always had that inner knowing of like doing natural remedies. Cause even when I was younger, I would always make this specific, I guess, tea to help with my congestion and whatnot, just like thyme, rosemary, sage, just boiling in some water. Instead of automatically going to Mucinex or whatever else is out there for sinus problems.
This girl, I would always have to fight her, not to cut you off, but to take medicine that is the doctor prescribed antibiotic. And she said, no, I don't like it. I don't like the way that makes
me
feel. Tell me? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of you guys were like that.
I know. It's bad. A lot of people don't know that. Some of these medicines, they're not good for you in the long run.
No.
Because when you mention antibiotics, I mean, you have a microbiome in your stomach. If you take too much antibiotics, mm-hmm. I mean, it
wreaks havoc.
Yeah. Disrupt your microbiome in your stomach. And not only that.
Your skin.
People have different reactions to antibiotics. And also your body gets adapted to a certain antibiotic.
Yeah.
So you continually take this over and over and over again. At some point, it doesn't work. And then you're really going to need an antibiotic for something that does not work on you. So that's a thing you guys have to look out for. I mean, just don't take it because me working in medicine, every time somebody comes into the office, they feel a little bit sick. They got a little cold. They got a little sniffles. They want to take an antibiotic. It doesn't work like that. And I think some of the prescribers are bad at doing that also. They're at fault for this whole thing because some of the doctors will just go ahead and give it to people just because they want it.
Because they feel like they need to feel better instead of because they're not treating an infection, because that's the only time that you get antibiotics. But people think because you have a cold, you need to take your medicine. Yeah. I'm sorry. I cut you off when you were talking, Chantel. No,
it's okay. Because I was going to expand on what you guys were saying earlier about people wanting a quick fix to everything. The evolution of Western society, it becoming more industrialized. everyone does not have any focus on their health. Like, it's not at the top of their list, because you don't realize that you need this body. You need your health to even function, to go to work, to do whatever, take care of your kids. Yeah. So along those lines, it just became, okay, well, I'm sick. Let me go to the doctor.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's supposed to be, you know, like a fix-all. Your doctor is supposed to be there because that's what their job is for. But as we've seen, it's become more so treat the symptoms instead of eradicate, you know, the actual root of the cause of what's going on.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's all it is. I mean, because everything that they give you, going back to diabetes, that's one of the main things in this country, is they don't try to treat, or they treat the diabetes, but they don't try to cure diabetes.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's sometimes when you get type 1 diabetes, it's a little bit more difficult to cure, because you become insulin dependent. But that comes from, you know, a long time, you know, a long period of time. But if you're just pre-diabetic, or you're the type 2 diabetes where you can adjust your medications and exercise, lose weight and things like that. Mm-hmm. You can do that by yourself, but people don't want to take time to do that.
Right.
Nobody wants to take time to do that. I mean, I hate to keep going back to COVID-19, but we see the trends that's happening now, like I mentioned, as far as the vitamins and things like that are increasing and, you know, in numbers and in sales, is that people want to pay more attention to their immune system now, because they said, oh, the way you can fight off the virus is, you know, to have a strong immune system. It's like, oh my God, I got to buy every single thing that's going to help my immune system.
Right.
Nope.
Now, I mean, it's too late. If your body is shitty right now, I mean, you got an uphill battle. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
And it takes time. It's not an overnight thing.
It is not an overnight thing.
We should probably preface. Well, it's too late to preface, but I would want to put it out there that we are no experts. We're just telling you what we do. And if you want
to... It's just our perspective.
Yeah, it is. Because
that's it.
We have no notes or nothing in front of us right now. We're only going by what we experience.
And so we're not experts.
We're not experts at that, but I can tell you, I see it firsthand, because I do work in medicine.
Do your own research.
Yes, I mean, we're not prescribing anything to anybody at all.
I just want to say it. We should probably state it, so people, we're not trying to push off an agenda. We're only sharing our perspective. That's it.
Right, because the conversation is mostly about natural healing and what we've seen,
We've experienced.
What we've experienced, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess since you mentioned that, we'll go ahead and switch gears on some of the things that we use for natural healing and make us feel better instead of going to get medications and stuff.
Yes.
Mine is oils. You know, I was kind of suspect at first on the oils.
Right. Most people are.
I give a shout out to our
our oil lady.
Our oil lady who got us into the oil. You know, I guess we can give a link to her information and stuff like that, if people are interested in the oils. Until you actually use some of these things, and not just one time. If you start on a regular regimen of some things, and it, you know, it's sometimes maybe a trial and error for things, but you may find the right fit for you.
Yeah.
And me, I like using the oils, because it's
essential oils.
Yeah. The essential oils, not the fake ones from Walmart.
Right.
Real, not additives. These are actual oils.
Real essential oils.
That have been used for thousands and thousands of years.
And then from plants, like right now in our diffuser, we have eucalyptus in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, make us breathe better.
You can even grow the plant yourself and still have a property, a healing property with it as well. Right. So,
but we use doTERRA oils. And
Shout out doTERRA.
I tell you, the one that I favor is the adaptive, because sometimes you're having a stressful day and you're kind of feeling uptight.
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and we have these little roller balls that we mix with either coconut oil, some type of, what is it, transfer oil?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mix it with a carrier oil, and you could, you know, rub it on your palms, your feet, the back of your neck, and you just smell it, and a few minutes later, I mean, you notice that, you know, everything's kind of calmed down.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it took him forever to really believe the oils, because I won't get into the back to story of why he wouldn't believe it, but it's just hard to see you just rub something on your skin or you take it internally and it's a cure-all because we're used to that instant fix, right? If it becomes that bad, then we'll say, well, where's the acetaminophen and all that stuff?
Yeah, whereas, it had to take time being on, like I mentioned, a regular regimen of it.
What made you finally say, you know what, I'm going to give this a try? We know the person that was doing an oil study. Is that what made you?
We did the oil study because we had a chance to sample each oil in certain protocols.
Sure.
So you had different protocols. One was for anxiety, but I can't remember each
one.
For pain and different things. So they gave you a mixture of oils to use. And also you can make capsules out of the oils as well because they're all natural. Based on the protocol that you had a regimen of the oils. And I noticed some of the oils did make a major impact or a major effect on me.
Mm-hmm. And this study was 7 days.
It was a 7-day study.
And I think that's when he was told. I think you might have been just a little bit before that, but that study gave you the opportunity to kind of focus on that particular. Yeah.
And the thing about that, we can rewind just a little bit. When it came to essential oils, I only thought of essential oils as smells.
Mm-hmm.
Say, why the hell am I going to pay $30 for something just to smell?
Peppermint. Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's all I thought. It was only for smells.
Yeah.
That is it. I never looked at it as, you know, some type of natural remedy for anything. All I thought it was just some damn air freshener.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's it. I still like the smells of them though, but I know, you know, looking at some of the things, and I have a couple of books on the oils and using the oils. Now I know what they're used for.
Right. Did you know that incense were like that too?
Yeah, I knew about incense. Oh, okay. Besides smoking weed, yeah.
Oh, geez.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And back in the day in the 70s, everybody used to buy incense.
Oh, like on that 70s show?
Yeah. They fired up incense. What you kids doing down there? We're lighting incense.
Yeah.
When did you, Chantel, in regards to oils, when did you know that it had healing properties and start using them for your process, as it were?
I don't know, to tell you the truth, because some time ago I looked into them and then, you know, the process of them extracting the oil. So it's like pretty potent. So you're like, okay, well, let me try this out.
When did you notice that it did work for you?
See, I only ever really used like lavender. Breathe and a few other ones. I didn't do like a whole like regimen with them.
But when you noticed the lavender, did you notice a difference other than it smelling good or whatever? Mm-hmm. Did it give you the calming effect? Or
yeah, it did. Definitely. It was relaxing.
And you know who it calms down to?
Yeah, we actually use it on our dog.
Yeah, Aya.
Yeah.
Aya go night-night. You put it on her.
Yeah, that's the awesome thing is because you can use it on some of the oils on your pets as well. And if you have a high energy and anxious dog, you put just a dab on the tips of their ears and just a little bit on the back of their neck and they are off to sleep. We haven't done that in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so. And also another thing with that, I mean, I have pictures of this. That thing that I used to have on my ankle, those two circles, those spots didn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
In over months, I've been, you know, made that oil mix that based off of the book that I have, the recipe, and it's gone. I don't even remember. I think it's on the inside. You could barely see where it was.
And this guy tried everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Medication too.
Prescription.
Prescription medicine. And it didn't do anything. It got rid of the redness of it, but it didn't take it away.
Right.
And by using, you know, that oil recipe on it, it totally took it away.
Right. I like that when you're putting it on your back and different things and then on your scalp. It's had healing. Overall, guys.
I've used it for so many different things.
So many things. Tea tree oil. They have.
That's a good one too.
What's the one that you, is it Copaiba?
Copaiba.
That one's a really good one. And then they have one that's for focus. And I like that one a lot. I can't remember
and
what
I
it's
think
called.
Some of the ones that you guys are mentioning are proprietary oils to doTERRA, like Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a proprietary oil that they make and the focus one.
Yep.
So I don't know if they have other brands of ones by the same name.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention another company because they're just as good.
Young Living
mm-hmm. is probably the purest that you're going to find outside of doTERRA. But doTERRA definitely is number one. I mean, you could probably go to people that make it themselves and mm-hmm. they sell it on their Etsy and all that stuff. I just don't have the backing or the research for them to know.
And we have personal experience with the doTERRA products.
Yeah,
and some people don't use essential oils because, and I've seen comments about this pretty much everywhere online, it's not FDA approved. There's no real quote unquote research behind these oil remedies.
But guess what? There's no supplement that is on the market that's FDA approved.
It says exactly. It right on the back of the bottle.
None.
Mm-hmm. None. At all.
But people will run right down to the store Walmart, to take some supplements with the quickness.
With mm-hmm. the quickness. Or that little roll-on thing that people got. And I was going, do you even know what's in it? You're rolling it on your body. Your skin is absorbing. It's going to go inside. Where is it going to go?
Right.
And I can tell you a couple of bad experiences that I had with some vitamins and some products.
Daughter sitting right here can mm-hmm. do as well.
Some products. I'm not going to shout out a name, but back in the day when I used to personal train, used to run the gym, there's a person that sold a certain vitamin line. Mm-hmm. They said, okay, I'm going to get you into this. You can sell it. You can make money off of this product line. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the free thing. You can start taking it. I kid you not. My heart rate was running like 130 beats per minute every single time I took one of those things.
Oh, wow.
And the reason why I say that is because I took a class. What was, I think it was, God, I can't remember the name of the class, but it was a class of sports nutrition, a part of a sports nutrition class that I took. It wasn't at George Mason itself, but it was a class from George Mason that I took.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed some studies and research on supplements. And there were things that were in the supplements that's not labeled.
Yeah.
And things that were labeled that weren't even in the supplements. They had a company that would take these products and test the products themselves. And, I don't know who's ever taken pharmacology before out there in their life. If you've taken pharmacology, that you know when anything is synthetic, it does not process through your body properly.
Not at all.
So the more natural, the better. And that's one thing I had with vitamins. And another thing, I bought some natural stuff for, I think it was like a shampoo or some other stuff that they claimed that was, natural, good for
skincare, right?
Oh my God. You may not remember this, but it had my head on fire. I was scratching my head like shit, and then I had to wash it out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to remember.
This was probably, it was less than 10 years ago. It was something that we bought that was like either some oils. It was something because, I have dry skin, my hair and stuff like that. And it was something for the dreads that mm-hmm. you put in your scalp that was supposed to be natural.
Yes, I remember that. I do remember. Didn't we get that from like the beauty store?
Something like that, because we've always looked for products and things for my hair. And that thing, I mean, it tore
That's
my
That's happened
head.
To me before.
Yeah, because it had a claim that it had something in it that didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to actually hit my coworker to what they did, because she is not one of those people that would read ingredients. And after I told her, you need to look at the ingredients, because if what it's saying is in it is all the way at the bottom, that's the least amount.
That's the least amount. Yep.
That component within that, I guess, supplement or vitamin, food, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't realize that because she was drinking something. She said, you're absolutely right, because that is the last two ingredients on here. And I'm like, yep, I told you.
That's why that drink Naked, I think it was, got sued.
Because it had so much sugar. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and like whoever you guys, I know if you've been to college out there, you've heard about grading on the curve. And this is what the government does. The government kind of does things on the curve. Mm-hmm. So for instance, if it has XYZ amount in it, you can claim that it's in it.
Yeah.
Or if it has XYZ an amount in it, you don't have to label it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and that's weird. And they can,
especially within the US.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And they can go so far up and it can go so far down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, the thing is, like we were talking about earlier, we're not bashing any products or anything like that. And we're just talking about natural things. If when you read a label, if you can read everything that's in the label,
mm-hmm.
that's good. But when it starts to put chemicals and things in it, it's not so good.
Yeah.
Well, even if it still is, you have to pay attention to your body and the other things that you're consuming.
Yeah, because you might be allergic to it.
Which is a nice segue. And not just even allergic, you might be doubling up on things that you don't really need,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice segue into maybe what your experience was.
You talking about with me?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say that most things, if you're out there taking a bunch of supplements and your body does not need it, like we said earlier, it's going to expel it. You're going to just
pee it out.
You're just going to pee it out.
Yeah.
So you really have to educate yourself on what your body specifically needs. Me, I've been a vegetarian for not over 10 years. It's just about 10 years. January 2nd, actually about 10 years. So I've heard for the longest time these supplements or whatever you should take if you're not a meat eater. I still consume dairy, eggs, and fish.
So you're a pescatarian.
So I'm a pescatarian. Well, I said I'm not a meat eater. And to me, fish isn't like a primary meat.
Got it.
To other people, maybe, but whatever. So I was taking B12 and I would take that on and off. But there was a specific brand that I got from Whole Foods first. And I think I did not pay attention to the symptoms when I first started taking it. So when I started buying other vitamins, I took B12. I took the same B12 again. And like I said, they tell you if you're not a meat eater, you should supplement with B12.
Yes, because a lot of B12 is in beef.
Yeah. And the sad part about it is they, what is the word? They advertise it as an energy supplement.
Yeah.
Instead of what exactly it is, which it does speed up your metabolism and all this other stuff. It's for digestion, right? Something like that. Or it helps.
I don't remember, but.
But B12, no. B12, they use it. It is
for energy. I'm thinking of something else then.
Yeah. But B12, yeah, they use a lot of B12 shots for energy.
B12 is for energy. B12, I remember because my doctor suggested it.
And it's something else. I can't remember right off the hand.
But it has something to do with metabolism.
I'm looking it up while you guys talk.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, so when I started taking this B12 again, I started having all these symptoms. I was peeing a lot. I would have these weird, like, moments in my head where it would just like I would like check out. Then I was having heart palpitations, but I was attributing it to something completely different because there was other issues going on. Then one day I came out into the living room and I was having an episode, and I told my parents what I was taking. My dad was like, B12, that's a stimulant, you need to stop taking that. And then it kind of clicked in my head. That's most likely what it was, because I was taking other supplements, but yeah, that was OD'ing the main one. It. Yeah,
it
pretty
was
much.
Something else. And when you looked at the back of the ingredients, remember you said, oh, yeah, and it has such and such,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was too much. I think you were not overdosing, but you were kind of tripling and doubling up on some of the things that you were taking.
Yeah, because Remember, Daddy said, oh, they also make it usually with B12. They always make it with such and such supplement.
Well, they tell you what type of B12 you should take.
Right. But I'm saying on the back of that, whatever that ingredient was, you looked it up and said, okay.
Well, It wasn't that specifically. I was doing digging because some things on Google, I don't know if anybody is aware of how Google's algorithm looks like, but it will give you articles they feel like pertain to what you're looking for.
Yeah.
It won't just give you a bunch of like stuff that recently came out or whatever. It'll give you what they think that you want. So I was doing some digging. And then I realized this article was talking about B12. What's the word? When somebody gets too much of something.
Well, it's overdose.
Overdosing. I don't want to say poisoning. It's another word.
Yeah. And I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. So all the symptoms that were there, I was experiencing. And they don't say, there's nothing about this warning on any of the other articles. Because the first thing I typed in was, what would happen if you got too much B12? All of them say you would just pee it out. That's not what was happening. Yeah, I was peeing it out, but I had other, you know, other symptoms.
Right. So, and they were bad because they were taking up your day. Even at work, they were taking up your day. Mm-hmm. It was really bad.
Yeah, I had to do process of elimination. But after you said that, I was like, oh, definitely. That's most likely what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, I tell you. I mean, you definitely have to look out for things. Like I said just a few minutes ago, the more natural things are, the better. And you, like you were saying, Chantel, you have to know what you're taking, because you have people that are taking multivitamins.
Yeah.
And they take every vitamin that's in that multivitamin separately as well.
Yeah.
You're wasting your money because you're just putting it all in the toilet. And then like, and it could be in the same situation that you just referred to. I mean, you can have some type of reaction to overdoing some of these supplements. I mean, natural is good, but too much is not.
Right.
Doesn't make it any better.
Right.
And that's what people, you know, medications, they tell you take two pills a day. Don't go over a certain amount of number of pills. And people, they adjust to that because it's medication the doctor tells them. But, you know, you get a cold and they said, oh, you shouldn't have, but, you know, 700 or 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day. But people take 10,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's a vitamin. It's not going to do anything to you. But, you know, you still have your liver. You still have your kidneys that it can, some of these supplements can affect, because you have those, your kidneys have to work much harder.
Yeah.
When you take a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm. My suggestion is regarding taking
pills.
Do your research, but also
not pills,
most times
vitamins, supplements.
I think since COVID happened, we've gotten a lot of farmers, and I follow a few of them on TikTok, but anytime that you're feeling, maybe your tummy hurts, you could grow peppermint leaves, or you can go eat papaya, things like that. Those are natural remedies.
Ginger,
exactly. You can make some ginger tea, turmeric. They all take away inflammation in your body. What is the other one I was going to say?
There's quite a few.
I would suggest even just looking into it. Most people now, you can even buy the little light, the lamps for your herbs. That's what I would start with. Just go buy a kit. They're like $25. Buy those if you're not into the oils and you want to just try it through eating it in your food. I would just suggest that, doing it that way. Even loose leaf teas that they have the natural, they're natural. We get ours from the farmer's market. So they're handpicked, and there's not a process to them before it gets to you, because it's farm to table, as it were. Those are the things that I would suggest. But also, speaking of farms, make sure you know what kind of farm you're going to as well, because the dirt and the land and fertilizer, all of those things still play a part in what you're consuming.
Yeah, because it could be chemicals in the ground in certain places.
Yeah, well, the fertilizer, and there's people out there that have never even used fertilizer to have their farms. They grow cabbage and things like that. I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I'm just saying.
I know, speaking of farms, everything out there that's labeled organic is not really organic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, guys.
Show ain't.
Read the label. It's not.
You can't even go by the label on that.
You can't even go by the label. And also be careful of your farmer's markets and your farms too, because they too now have started getting things shipped in. Remember the farm we went to one, we had the natural whoopie pies.
And the other one had...
they had fake, it was all sugar. And they bought it from someone local, and it was...
I know, the one farmer's market, they come with the Amish lady out there that brings them out
there. She out there in their bacon.
Bacon for real. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that you guys need to be aware of. And even if you're a meat eater, you're carnivore, most of our household is carnivore. I would suggest doing grass fed meat. And then you can even order it from your local farm if you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of places, I mean, the grass fed meats are getting a little cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go to a butcher to get grass-fed meat, but there are some places that are, you know,
you'll taste the difference.
A lot less expensive. Not only taste the difference, it's just the chemicals that they feed the animals, all the steroids and things like that, and antibiotics that they put in some of the meats and
right
in the animals. But, you know, I know we talked about, we've been on the vitamins or supplements and oils.
Yeah.
And there's other remedies. I mean, you guys are more into this than I am because you bought crystals. You guys yes. buy crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't.
Did you know your mom has crystals?
I don't really know about crystals. I haven't read up on anything about crystals, but
mm-hmm.
that's something that you guys use. You should mention that.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah. Crystals come from the earth. That's first and foremost. So each crystal has different properties, or it's said to have different properties. I have a few. I don't have a lot because if I don't feel like I need to have an excessive amount, I'm just going to get what I need. Because yep. there's people out there that have bags full of crystals, and I don't feel like that's necessary.
No. No.
So yeah, I have a few.
And not only just crystals. I mean, most of you guys out there, you're into the paranormal things like that. And mm-hmm. when people talk about quartz and limestone, where, you know, the spirits are trapped, or they, you know, you have more activity of mm-hmm. the paranormal around right. that. And when it comes to things like that, just like you mentioned, there's different properties of things that you have to keep in mind that our bodies are made of everything that's in this universe.
Yep.
Look at everything quantum. We are all linked together somehow. And that's why I think people have intuition mm-hmm. because you can feel people's energy. You can feel people's vibe because we're all a part of the same quantum realm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Per se.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to crystals and things like that, I'm going to a cartoon, but look at Superman. How kryptonite affects Superman.
Look at the Avengers.
Yeah, it's something.
The Infinity Stones.
Yeah, the Infinity Stones. There are crystals that can affect people certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
And even the same thing, if you buy certain metals or certain stones, if mm-hmm. you put them on as
like copper,
jewelry,
yeah.
as jewelry, it will cause allergic reactions in certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at the crystals that way, because if it's a certain stone, that certain stone can affect your chemistry of your body a certain mm-hmm. way.
Mood. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of your chemistry,
yeah.
your mood.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? That since we're on the topic, I told mom like a few months ago, I had this dream where it was like some weird aliens had like invaded. They didn't look like aliens, though. You know Annabelle?
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
The doll?
Yeah. It was so weird.
That's why I don't mess with dolls.
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing. So it was all of us. And you had this huge crystal quartz. And you gave it to the twins. And, I looked up the symbolism for that, whatever. But so for the last, I don't even know how long it's been, I've slept with crystal quartz underneath my pillow. And that's when my dreams are really vivid. And I can pretty much recall most of them. I'm always good at recalling my dreams. But whenever I sleep with rose quartz specifically, that's when my dreams are really just like on it. And I guess that, you know, that plays a good part because rose quartz is for like love and, you know, positivity, things like that. Because I've tried it with my citrine. I've tried it with my tiger's eye. Not the same effect whatsoever.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I urge everyone to just go get one. Just go to your local crystal store. Look at for ones that speak to you mm-hmm. and maybe even ask the person, what can I use maybe for, again,
yeah,
anxiety,
they're usually pretty informed,
or love or manifesting, and you want to raise your vibration because, again, we're all energy, and they'll typically help you and start you maybe with a little one. And some are good to keep in your pocket. Oh, I got one that I want to get for you too, because you're a Cancer.
Mm-hmm. So.
And yeah, it helps with moods.
And isn't it interesting that we have birthstones?
Yeah.
So that definitely plays a role.
Jesus. Got it. It took me a minute. I was about to say, what are you talking about? I don't have none. I thought you meant like we have them in our hands.
No,
sorry.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is. But the weird part is that I fight mine because I don't like it.
What is yours? Ruby?
No, opal.
It's opal, yeah.
Yours is opal? Oh, yeah, because we're both born in October. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I don't like the word opal.
I don't know what
opal.
Mine is because I'm
yours
July.
Is garnet? No.
I think it might be an emerald.
Is it? Let me look it up. Oh, are you going to look it up? You look it up.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, but, and you know, mentioned about the stones, and we're talking about this also. The was it the beads?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are into the beads too, and I'm still trying to understand, you know, the meaning of the beads also.
Oh, yours is a ruby.
Oh, yeah. Daddy says,
sorry. Okay. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my birthstone's ruby, but yeah, and also the beads also. You know, you see a lot of different cultures have the beads.
There's so many. It would just depend because Africans have different meanings, and then the Middle East, just in general, their beads, and then
the Asian countries.
Asian countries, yeah, they all have different meanings, but
yeah, maybe because what's the name? A lot of Asian countries use jade.
They do,
yeah,
for things.
That's the biggest one.
Even copper. That's for healing. That, and people have been marketing it for your ankle, you know, your wrist.
Does copper, there's things a reason that you behind that.
Be, like you said, we're from the earth. These things have natural healing
copper
properties.
Copper is like a conduit. Is that the word that I'm thinking of?
Yeah, well, that's why if you have something injured or what have you, you would use that too.
Because, they use copper wiring and copper things. And so for electricity and plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
I have the bracelet that I got for you, so you can have it.
Is it copper?
It's copper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like copper tone tan.
Yeah. I wanted to get all of us one, but they only had one.
Where at Whole Foods?
Of course it was Whole Foods. But seriously, and they have mining. You can go to different states that you can mine your own. I myself personally, I don't really like to go to a lot of sites to buy them because I feel like they're not even rock. You're probably just buying plastic. And some people will, if you ask them where it's sourced from, they're not going to be able to answer your question. Yeah. And that's okay that you don't necessarily know that where they're sourced from really, because like if you're trying to manifest, it's going to happen regardless.
Little small shops, mom and pop places or things like that, they'll have the best things.
Yeah.
Because the they don't depend on mass production of things.
Like the only thing I don't like is when they go to the gym shows and they, you know, they buy them out of the little baggies and it's people that have bought them from wherever. Yeah. Those are the things that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm referring to like the smaller shops because if you go to Charlotte, North Carolina,
those little
shops that they have down there, you know, with the natural stuff, you get the incense and so those are.
And the sound bowls. Yeah. And that's another thing that we didn't even mention was using sound for healing.
Mm-hmm.
You can use different megahertz for anxiety. I go back to anxiety or for pain.
Yeah, different frequencies.
Different frequencies. Yeah. And I suggest everybody even just try that. They have several channels on YouTube to do it. I would have your headphones on. I think you get the best
You know, it's so results. Crazy. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine.
The other night when I was having my really, really bad headache, something in my head said theta waves. Because, of course, I've heard that word like a while ago, but something was like theta waves. And I put that on YouTube. When I tell you, I just felt so serene when I had that heating pad on my head and I was just relaxing and breathing like that. I think that I got to a point where I was like so deep in thought, I didn't even realize that it was still on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that. And the sound bowls, I mean, they are amazing too. And they actually have that on YouTube. Put your headphones on. Sound bowls are amazing.
My Bose headphones, noise canceling.
Noise canceling.
Man, those things are the beast.
I need some like that.
Oh my God, they are the beast.
Yeah, but you can't. I'd want to listen to some of them going to sleep, and I can't.
Why can't you listen to it going to sleep with those Bose headphones on?
Do you turn your head?
Bose makes the
tiny ones,
AirPods too.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe I'll get those.
Well, no, they're mad expensive.
The only thing about that is if I'm using it to go to sleep, I'm going to need to hear what's going on around me as well.
Yes, so you wear one like I do.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
I always wear one because I need to hear everything that's going on around me.
Inside. Y'all nosy.
Yeah.
That's what
unless I'm here during the day and I'm out here by myself, then I'll just put it on the TV.
See, I don't even have to hear, but I can feel when somebody's creeping.
I don't know.
I can
feel. When somebody gets up out of bed?
Yeah, I can feel when people are creeping. because I'll wake up just on that alone. If somebody gets, I think it's just me, but when somebody gets too close, and you know how our kitchen is, I mean, yeah, right across. And like, if you get up sometimes, you not may not be making any noise and there's no lights on. I feel something. And then,
oh, you feel the presence.
I hear the creeping, you know, a few minutes later mm-hmm. on the floor.
I guess because there's a disturbance.
Yeah.
In the force. Yes. So you force. Feel it.
Use the force, Luke.
Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. The sound bowls and stuff like that. When did...
There's a lot of different things that you can use for natural healing. You just have to, like we said earlier, you
find
just have to find what works for you and works for your body.
Not depend just on
medication.
Western medication.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. That's what I wish, or I'm hoping the trajectory of everything is going is to be more integrative.
Sure.
Because nobody's going to fall for, okay, just take this. Well, maybe not. But just take this, just take that. And, you know, I think it's more so the older generation, though, yeah. Because, you
that's,
know.
That's the way, the only thing they know is.
Exactly.
A quick mm-hmm. fix, yeah.
Yeah, a quick fix.
But, you know, the things that my mother taught us naturally, they still always work.
Right.
Always, always work.
Well, but you look at it that a lot of community of people didn't have health care.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they treated themselves was naturally anyway.
Yeah, they had yeah. to.
And everything was passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And yeah. that's why they knew some of the oils. And I could probably honestly say a majority of it probably came from the Native American community.
Right.
I do think that, you know, a lot of it came from there because we didn't become what we became as the country until they start colonizing things and started manufacturing things.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so a lot of those remedies and things got lost.
Yeah, unfortunately. You
know? But it's fortunate that some of the families did still practice that. Again, if you didn't have medicine or you couldn't go to the doctor, it's like, oh, I gave you this and this helps. And going back to the oils, I mean, I have peppermint, eucalyptus, and something else in a little roller ball when I get stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
I just roll it on my chest and put it in my nose. The stuffiness goes away.
Right. Yep. Even diffusing it. Oh, you know what's crazy? Even like smudging, like certain...
what's
like,
that?
So it's where you have like a stick of, you know, a certain herb and then you just light it. And
remember
then,
the sage I bought?
Yeah.
Remember?
It's like
it's not a cig of weed, is it?
It's like what people use for like cleansing their environment and stuff like that. Yesterday, I was using this one that's yerba santa. That's what I was using, and I was using it in my room, and I was stuffed up. And then when I went into the bathroom, all this mucus came out, and I coughed it up, and I was blowing my nose, and I remembered that is a herb used to help with sinus issues,
sweet
allergies, all that type of stuff.
Here. Right? No, I definitely need something like that. Well, I use the eucalyptus mix that I have, but yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And what I was going to mention earlier was I've started looking into Ayurvedic medicine. Yeah. Are you familiar with
coffee.
Anything like that?
No.
So that's pretty much like using herbs and stuff like that, because
mostly in the Asian, like Indian cultures.
Yeah, Indian cultures. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because there are certain spices and stuff that you can put in your food that help with digestion even or whatever. I mean, of course, because we spoke about food earlier, because food is basically medicine. So, you know, they have it outlined where if you're a certain body type, these type of things will help, or this time of the year, because it's all in different categories. I'm not going to mess up the name for them right now, but yeah, I've been looking into that as well.
Yeah.
Herbal healing.
You know, the little ball things, the little look like grain that an old colleague gave me. And that was for digestive health as well. So you would eat it after dinner and to help with your digestion, especially if something was...
I mean, all that you need is pretty much here. That's why I said like science and technology, of course, like integrative. I'm not saying that I don't believe in medicine at all, but pretty much all we need is already here. We have access to it why can't I speak today? We have access to it. And our bodies alone are intelligent enough to self-heal. Yeah. And people don't realize that.
Yeah. Nope.
So they're looking for other outlets to help them out when it's like, it's already right in front of you. You just really have to take the correct avenues.
And sometimes it just takes time.
Time.
Just wait.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah. That's and it. Consistency. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest one too.
I wish that we would find something for these allergies to where it just stays out of your body.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I have plenty of stuff for allergies.
Yeah. But the unfortunate thing about that with allergies, that the way they do foods now, the GMO and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with
more,
it. Yeah. But just by modifying some of the foods can cause allergies to some people. And I think
environmental.
Not even environmental. One main one is nuts, how people are allergic to nuts. It can be just because of
the
GMO.
The way it's grown,
That's it. It's not grown natural and people get allergic to nuts.
And the one of the things that I learned over the last year was like about mucus, how mucus causes a lot of physical like discomfort or ailments in your body.
It's the conduit for other illnesses.
Well, it's not only the conduit, because if you have mucus, then that means you're have inflammation in your body anyway.
There you go. Exactly. And once I started to eradicate a lot of that stuff out of my body, my allergies were not bothering me as much, because I remember 2019, that summer, that was the worst my allergies were in my entire life. But last summer, I didn't have any allergy problems until we got Aya.
Sorry.
Oh. Well, because, you know, dander, and then she goes outside and she rolls around in the grass.
And every time she touches you, she licks and then you get the rash.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. It just takes you believing into some of these natural remedies, things that you couldn't even imagine, that people don't even understand. Because I was telling somebody about how I missed the sauna in a steam room.
Yep.
Because what the heat shock proteins does for your body. She was like, heat shock proteins?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, it's good for your body. It's good for your cardiovascular health. It actually lowers your blood pressure. And I mentioned to her, it's like, I used to get in the sauna every day after my workout for 15 to 20 minutes. And my blood pressure was pristine. I do a lot of cardio, but I mean, my blood pressure was pristine. But when they closed the gyms down and no more sauna, you know, of course, bad diet. My diet wasn't as good. Not as much exercise. Everybody had the COVID thing going on. And not being able to get into the sauna, I noticed my blood pressure started to creep up.
Yeah,
it's probably a lot of things that did that.
And now that the sauna is not here, you know, I use the sauna suits and people don't believe in those, but it's not about weight loss when it comes to some of the sauna suits. You just have to realize that you have to get some of that inflammation off of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you get inflammation off your body, if you do cardiovascular exercise, you sweat out some of the inflammation in your body, and it clears out some of the toxins in your body as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people don't understand that aspect of some of these things that you use. What do they call it?
They should look up the benefits of sauna. And infrared. Infrared.
Well, infrared is just, there are different types of saunas. That is still a sauna. Infrared sauna and then just a, you know, heat sauna.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, when you're learning in school, they teach you pretty much the basics of how your body works. But people don't really understand the natural process that everything in our body goes through, especially like when we digest food, where it goes, what certain organs help with what, how everything is connected. Like there's a nerve that goes from your stomach all the way to your brain.
Yeah. And, you know, when it comes to that, if you ask any doctors, I read a book called Lies My Doctor Told Me. The doctors go to medical school, whatever specialty they get into, they have a very small portion of nutrition in that.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that you go to about diets is your doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does the doctor say? And the same thing when it comes to nutritionists, you only go by what's based on the national boards or whatever organization that you belong to as a dietitian, a nutritionist, or a physician. You go by what they go by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good for everybody, because everything is based on American diet,
right?
Which is
which is used as a catch-all.
Yeah, and everybody does that. But going back to that book, The Lies My Doctor Told Me, is these doctors go to school for X amount of time that they've gone to school, and they know the functions of your body.
Mm-hmm.
They know everything in and out, but you get caught in just treating.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't cure. You get caught treating symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of them lose sight of that part, that you're trying to cure something that somebody has. One problem that we do have right now is the standard American diet, because it's incorrect. It's not good for our bodies.
And where was the basis of any of this diet, the food pyramid and all that?
Yeah, the food pyramid should be upside down.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it was just a bunch of people got, I don't want to even get into
propaganda.
Yeah, the 50-year sugar thing that mm-hmm. they have. That is how they villainize fat, and they glorify sugar.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because everything had sugar in it.
Yeah. And then it still does.
It was based on somebody got paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the form that we want to go to with that today.
Not today.
Again, the doctors do know all this, but not a lot of them look at natural remedies. Mm-hmm. But it's good that some of these doctors, like Dr. Ken Berry, he wrote that book that I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. You know, they do traditional medicine, and they also do natural medicine as well, mm-hmm. because they realized at some point that everything doesn't work for everybody, and everybody doesn't need a pill just to fix what they have.
Exactly.
Right. I would suggest, if you could go to a functional or an integrative doctor, then I would just give it a chance mm-hmm. and see.
Yeah. And functional medicine, they're popping up everywhere.
The insurance needs to cover that.
Yeah, it's not based on what the government believes.
Doesn't make them money.
Whoever's sitting on that board probably weighing 200 or 300 pounds making decisions for everybody's mm-hmm. diet. You know, mm-hmm. like
their health and well being.
McDonald's is good for me every day. Why couldn't it be good for everybody in America?
Yeah. That's true.
So what do you guys believe? What do you guys use for your natural healing, if you do use anything at all?
Let us know.
Leave us a comment. Email us at johncarter@mysteriesandbeliefspodcast.com. And do you guys have anything else you'd like to add to this topic or conversation?
Well, I was going to say maybe Chantel could leave a couple of links to some things that maybe started her journey.
Yeah, I'm going to leave
the link
some
for doTERRA.
We'll leave something in the show notes that mm-hmm. you guys can
look at. Let us know about your journey. It's not a mystery. It's a belief.
No. Yeah, it is. No, it is. Truly, it is a belief.
It was kind of cool.
And health is wealth.
Health is wealth. That's for sure. You only get one life, one body,
mm-hmm.
all of that. So,
yep.
I just wish I would have known beforehand before I got old.
That's all. No ham, that's everybody.
No burger. Yeah. No ham, no burger.
I don't know. I had nothing to say. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Peace.